Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, October 6, 2009. Moving right on along through the month.
Yeah.
We're almost a week into it.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with
you
that.
You have to.
I don't care.
That's the actual completely... Okay, fine. Who's arguing about stupid things in the morning? What people that have grumpy attitudes, that's for sure. That there being the Bruce.
Want me to punch-a-size your face for free?
No. I've got people for that, thank you.
You got a punch in the face guy?
Yeah. Well, girl, but yeah.
Yeah, bears for that.
Hey, don't judge me, pal. I am Billy Flynn.
I am almost certainly going to do something stupid. It's in my blood.
Damn right it is.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about it. This date, October 6th in 1783, the self-winding clock was patented by Benjamin Hanks. It had an extra hand that just wound itself. It was creepy looking. 1852, the American Pharmaceutical Association was founded in Philadelphia and thus began the end of Americans having good health care. 1889, wry political commentary. You like that? Thomas Edison demonstrated the first motion picture kinetoscope, which he patented in 1887. In 1890, the Mormon Church outlawed polygamy, thereby taking out the only good thing from the Mormon Church. 1908, the Ohio Art Company, makers of Etch-a-Sketch, was founded by Henry Simon Winsler.
Winsler.
1967, Haight-Ashbury hippies threw a funeral to mark the end of hippies. That was a bit soon, don't you think? They went out a little bit after that.
Yeah.
1990, notorious American rap artist Luther Campbell of Two Live Crew paid Lucasfilm owners, the copyright owners, of course, to Star Wars, $300,000 for his unauthorized choice of Luke Skywalker as the name of his label and as his personal rap name, which he had to stop doing. But Two Live Crew, good guys. Yeah. They do good charity work. 1995, the first discovery of a planet around a star similar to the sun was announced, about 160 times the mass of Earth around the star 51 Pegasus. There you go.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah, exactly, it's huge. Hey, man, look at that planet. What's
huge.
Huge. Birthday's going out today to Olivia Thirlby. She's 23. She was Leia in Juno. Good movie. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Amy Jo Johnson.
Yes.
39 years old today. She was the Pink Ranger. Oh,
she'll always be the Pink Ranger. Forget she was in Felicity. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Jeremy Sisto is 35. He was on 6 Feet Under. He was the voice of Batman in New Frontier. He's been in, he was in Waitress. Lots of good stuff. Jeremy Sisto, good guy.
Okay. Elizabeth Shue. Leaving Las Vegas.
Yes.
46 years
Adventures
old today.
In babysitting.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Totally
yeah.
Hot. Mm-hmm. How do you say goofy guy's name? Is it Ian Gruffin? Well, Ian Gruffin. Reed Richards from the horrible Fantastic Four movies is 36 today. Let's just cut to the chase. That's what it is.
Yeah. Britt Ekland.
Oh, my God. Britt Ekland.
Okay. Swedish model.
Yep.
Dated Rod Stewart. Married Peter Sellers.
She sure did. Because, yeah, sure.
You go with the bad boy at first, and then you marry the good guy.
Yeah, that's his stupid. Kathleen Webb is 53. She's a comic book writer and artist and one of the first female writers for Archie Comics.
Oh.
Thank you.
Nice.
Ellen Travolta is 69. She's best known for being Lillian on Charles in Charge, not for having a son named John. That's not what she's most famous for. And also today, we should probably say happy birthday to J.R. Blackwell. Don't you think?
Oh, see, J.R. Blackwell.
You don't know. Oh, there's no famous people born today. They were nearly a million.
Well, I got only
you apologize to J.R. Blackwell right now.
I'm sorry.
Damn right you are. TV, sir?
Oh, yes, we have TV today. We have on CBS, NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles.
With the dream team of Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J.
Yeah,
you got to say that.
Well, hey, he's in your dreams. Go for it.
No, I just... have you seen the completely homoerotic ads for that show?
Only in your mind do you think they are.
Okay.
And The Good Wife over there on CBS.
ABC, of course, has your Shark Tank, Dancing with the Stars, and wow, Christian Slater hasn't been canceled yet. The Forgotten is still on.
Yeah, give it another couple of weeks.
Okay.
All right, NBC, you have The Biggest Loser for 2 hours.
Yeah.
If they're just that big, they just have to have a two-hour show.
Well, you know, it takes a while.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
The CW 90210, tonight's episode entitled Environmental Hazards. And on Melrose Place, Violet tries to get closer to Augie. If that's Augie Doggy from the Laugh Olympics, I'm not sure.
Oh, that'd be even better.
That would be awesome.
Over there on Fox, you have Hell's Kitchen with a little itty-bitty Gordon Ramsay walking around. And then you have So You Think You Can Dance.
AMC American Movie Classics has proved they'll show anything because today they show not K-9, no, K-911, like the fourth direct-to-video James Belushi partners with a dog film.
What network was that?
AMC.
I don't have American Movie Classics. I have something else completely different for them.
Okay. They show more than one thing a night.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
I got an astronaut farmer and then analyze this.
So one good movie out of three?
Yeah, all right. We'll go.
History Channel, the universe, Space Wars.
Ooh.
Space Wars. Nothing but Space Wars.
MGM has The Great Escape and then Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the back 1976 version of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
BBC America's got The Naughty Kitchen with Chef Blythe Beck. Naughty.
Ooh, Naughty Kitchen.
Ooh, bring it.
FX has Wild Hogs. And then Son of Anarchy.
Oh, damn. But if I'm watching anything, sir, it's on the Disney Channel because two witches try to stop a villain who wants to permanently transform trick-or-treaters into their costume characters, something I've never seen on TV shows ever before in my life. Debbie Reynolds, Judith Hogue star in Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge. Damn, I so wanted that to be Electric Boogaloo. I did.
You've got mail.
And yes, we do have some pieces of mail. No way you watched Blair Witch 2 and didn't say, "Oh my God, that movie was awesome." Actually, there are ways. Lots of ways. A whole bunch of ways. Blair Witch was decent, but Blair Witch 2 was terrible, awful, truly bad. Glad you're excited at WLG. I don't know what movie you guys are watching. Blair Witch 2 works perfectly for the first, 20 minutes as a fantastic parody of the whole Blair Witch phenomena. Uh-huh. And then they just pull the rug out from under you as they go all kinds of weird, trippy craziness. So, I wrote in on the 30th about the Swayze and Polanski death and arrest and how you had mentioned both eerily earlier in September and asked if you had any special Powerball numbers for me. But boo ha ha, no reply, and no mention of my email on any episodes. Boo. Ha ha, I guess you want to keep the Powerball winnings for yourselves. Keep up the good shows. Oh, and make sure your listeners stay to the credits of some Zombieland. Both times I saw it this past weekend, I was the only person at both showings that stuck around, respectfully, Ryan. Ryan.
We mentioned it.
October 1st. I looked it up. It was October 1st we read your message, sir. So that's why you didn't get to reply back directly, because we replied here on the show. But I can go back and send you one. This time I think I did and said, ha, 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 ha.
Now we go back to October 1st and we send the Powerball numbers for that
day. Sure, yeah. Damn, I should have thought of that. And yes, you should always stay for the credits for a movie. Always. There's not always something at the end, but damn it, all those people worked really hard. You owe them at least one time of not paying attention to their names. At least once. And finally, hey everyone, it's the Doctor. I was just writing because lately I found myself driving a lot, so I have been listening to audiobooks. Last night I downloaded Billabub Baddings in the Case of the Singing Sword, but before I begin that, I wanted to make sure that this is not a sequel. If it is, what is the first book, if you know? Thanks, guys, and possibly Flintsters. Have a great week.
No,
you're good.
That's the first
one. You're good.
One.
That's the one, man.
Yeah.
Nothing else you've got to do.
Pitcher's Pendant is the second one.
Exactly. And both of them are quite awesome. So if you've got some questions, if you'd like to know what falls where, just send us a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce of Flintsters, all of us at geekradiodaily.com. Tuesday, got to check your new DVDs and a look at your geekified news coming up this Tuesday, October 6th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Elite Beat Agents, Swap Tree, Night Rider, Audiobooks, Six Zombie Kids in the Middle of the Night, Ocarinas, Exoforce, USB Bracelets, Balticon, Stranger Things, Cats on Vacation, Pokemon, Disney World Laser Battle, Album Art, Mopod, Tin Man, and if you think that's geeky, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm Doug Rapson, and if you give me 15 minutes a week, I'll give you a pat on the head, a shot of geek in the arm, and a thought or two from your fellow netizens. Geek Acres, the podcast. It's more fun than a clone vampire superhero dual-wielding lightsaber nunchucks because, you know, lightsabers equals cool. Nunchucks equals cool. Lightsaber nunchucks? Unbelievable. Check it out weekly at geekacres.net or set it and forget it by searching Geek Acres in iTunes.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave.
And this is Barry at Screen Geeks Radio.
And you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Your one-stop shop, I know it's mine, for all your daily dose of geeky, goody, creamy goodness.
Hey, I'm down with GRD.
Dude, sound wider.
Hey, man, I'm down with GRD.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, October... I love those guys, man. Tuesday, October 6, 2009. It's all the geek, and, wow, I'm going to punch some people at my day job, but that's another story entirely. Another story entirely.
Wait, wait a segue there, man.
Thank you. You have worked at a radio station.
Yes.
Okay. If I set up something where all you had to do was push a button, one button, every time somebody said, "And now we're going to break," could you screw that up? You'd have to try really, really hard to screw that up. Sorry. You don't want to hear about that. You want to hear about monkeys.
Sir.
Oh, no, wait. What? DVDs.
Yeah.
Are close either up. One of these
there
any
be
good?
Monkey DVDs.
I don't watch movies.
Ooh, are there monkey DVDs today?
No, but there is. And the one I am really most interested in, Black Adder Remastered. the ultimate edition.
Dude, absolutely.
Oh, man. This is Rowan Atkinson
Black
at his best.
Blackadder. Oh, got it. That's how I discovered Rowan Atkinson was,
yes,
was Blackadder. And then, oh, I found Mr. Bean afterwards. Awesome.
Yeah.
Exactly. Snow White triple, quadruple dips. I don't know how many times. It's Snow White the Diamond Edition.
Ooh.
No, this is different than the Platinum Edition I bought 5 years ago. I'm not sure at all, but...
Well, it's the Diamond Edition.
Yes.
I want a dog for Christmas, Charlie Brown. The deluxe edition.
It's October. I don't want to talk Christmas stuff. Trick or Treat is out today. It's 4 interwoven Halloween stories. It stars Brian Cox, Dylan Baker's in it. This is something that I've heard some good things about.
Okay. Year one, the Jack Black.
Michael Cera.
Yeah. The movie that was in the theaters for like maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah. Red Dwarf Back to Earth is collected on DVD now.
Really?
Yes, indeed. Get all three episodes on DVD. Yeah.
Right.
Children of the Corn, Uncut and Uncensored. This is the Sci-Fi Channel version of the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ally McBeal, the complete series.
Ooh. Dance Flick is out, so you can, you know, have more Marlon Wayans goodness. If you really want.
Oh, man, I missed that one.
Sorry.
Because I would love to have joked that one.
The Gate Special Edition is out today. I remember The Gate. Oh, I have this good movie. Oh, really? You should see that. Good flick. But if I'm watching anything today, sir, it's going to be a group of friends led by Allie searching for Allie's missing father as Allie comes to understand that he was one of the vigilantes who tortured an innocent woman who now is a hideously mutilated specter hunting a small group of friends who become trapped on the island where she died. Tonight, Callan C., Andre Fizel, and Lance Henriksen star in The Seamstress. Because nothing is more terrifying than
The Seamstress.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world's most geeky point of view. 20th Century Fox teaming up with Electronic Arts to make Spore the movie.
Oh.
Because what's better fodder for a movie than a little game where you create different creatures of any particular type that you want and just have them do stupid things?
Yeah.
Fox decides you want to see this.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for unique worlds to go to in animation, says Wedge, one of the animators for this. From every perspective, visually, thematically, and comedically, the world of Spore provides the potential to put something truly original on the screen.
And screw it up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I did say Fox, right?
Yeah, you did say Fox. Yeah. Okay, after seemingly years of talk, Arrested Development movie has finally scored some movement with creator Michael Hurwitz and co-executive producer James Valley working on the screenplay. Hurwitz said that he would not start the film unless the entire cast would come back from the acclaimed cult, Fox hit, and all are now going to return. They've all committed to it.
Oh, thank you, Michael Cera, for finally agreeing. I guess year one made you realize that,
huh? Now that everybody's on board, the work on the script has begun, and we will see more bizarre encounters for the eclectic, eccentric, spoiled Booth clan. Production remains uncertain. They're supposed to have a shooting date for late spring.
Okay.
Which means the film could be out as early as late next year, and Hurwitz himself is supposed to direct.
Really? Fox isn't going to screw that one up, too?
Oh, of course they are.
Oh, okay. Well, damn it. All research involving creation of animal-human hybrid embryos has been refused funding in Britain, and one of the three scientists licensed to carry out the work has left the UK for a job in Australia. Apparently,
where they will make hybrids.
Yeah, say, somebody's got to make Lion-O.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Chitara.
The news is a blow to those who lobbied intensively last year for a change to the law that would allow the creation of hybrid embryos for research purposes. Okay. Sorry, I heard lightning and a mad scientist cackle there for a moment. The new Human Fertilization and Embryology Act, which came into force this month, was specifically amended to permit the creation of cloned embryos from human cells mixed with the eggs of either cows, pigs, sheep, or other animals. What the hell is the purpose of this?
Why aren't you going to make it with a rhino or something really
man-cow.
Cool? Man-cow. He wasn't on the radio for the longest time.
Oh, God, no. Horrible show. Anyway, so yeah, no human-animal hybrid. No Island of Dr. Moreau.
Not in Britain, at least.
Not in Britain.
Yeah.
Australia? Sure.
Man. Sci-Fi has released the trailer for the reboot of The Phantom.
Okay.
About the story of Kit Walker, who takes up his father's mantle. The Phantom, this time, is in the city instead of the jungle and wears riot gear instead of spandex. I have seen the trailer for this.
Yeah.
He actually goes through a lot of the training. And one point in the trailer, he goes, "Hey, and you can wear this." And he looks at him and goes, "I ain't wearing that."
Okay.
the classic, you know, Phantom gear. He goes, I'm not wearing
purple,
that.
Suit.
Yes,
okay.
He's not wearing
so
it.
So no Billy Zane this time?
No Billy
Damn
Zane.
Damn it!
Thankfully. The miniseries, which could be a backdoor pilot, will air.
I bet it can.
In 2010, and stars Ryan Kanes, who you may remember as the Dalek pig slave from Laszlo from Doctor Who.
Yeah,
he stars as Kit Walker. He finds out about his superhero, birth father, blah, blah, blah. James Kane serves as the head global crime syndicate who actually decapitates a subordinate in the trailer.
Wow. Okay. Go watch the Billy Zane movie. Pick up yourself some 500 points there for your Nintendo because you can finally get the one that started it all. Final Fantasy is coming to the virtual console for Nintendo. The original NES version of Final Fantasy is coming to the virtual console. I don't want to spoil anything for you, but you have to rescue a princess. Just in case, I don't mean spoilers.
There's only like 27 versions of it afterwards.
Yeah, unfortunately. There's two other things coming out that week, and I don't even care what the other two are, and my brother is going to be incredibly happy because Final Fantasy is finally there. Because, without that, we would never have been able to lift Sony up to be the best-selling console in the world for a couple of years there. So, see history. See it where it all began. The ruination of the world.
Yeah.
No, Final Fantasy is a good game, dude.
Yeah.
GRD. License under Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Stop by iTunes.
That's what all the cool kids do.
Write a review. That's what the even cooler kids do. Send us a note, because that's what damn spiffy people do. Make that happen by sending it to podcast, Billy Flint, Vicar at the Bruce, or Flintstress, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com.
The Arrested Development movie is rumored to be in talks. It is something that people are talking about. I say we, like I'm involved. But if, the fans want it, all they have to do is tell Fox to make it happen. Start with a letter writing campaign, or legally, don't hold me to this, because you can't, but threaten Fox. Are you asking me if threatening Fox would be effective in getting the movie made? I don't know. I didn't say anything. I moved my head, but that was because I had to. I was itching. But I'm saying, anyway, that's what you want to do. Do it. Okay, now that I can be held to.